to get a little bit of a perspective on this from the Democratic side. It is the chairman of the Democratic Party of Ottawa County, Doug Zylstra, joining us in our studios. Doug, you've had a chance to listen to both the president's remarks and Fred Upton's response on the Republican side. Your take on the situation involving the healthcare.gov situation and the responses to the problems that this has had.
Sure. Thanks, Gary, for having me on. Thanks for allowing me to kind of talk about this issue because it is important, obviously. I think there's two things to keep in mind. I mean, both Fred and the president said this is more than a website. And I know that's convenient, but it is more than a website in the sense that the website will be fixed, whether it's tomorrow, whether it's next month, it will be fixed. And then people will start seeing the plans that they have in front of them. There are cancellation notices, and those people, at least in my case, were given a cancellation notice and automatically re-enrolled. So those folks will be getting in the system on January 1st. But in the long-term, long-term perspective on this is we won't know until a year or two out until how it all looks. Fred talks about premiums going up. The president talks about premiums coming down for some folks. You know, I think it'd be a combination of both. I think in the end, you'll see a lot more people getting reduced premiums, even without subsidies, than you will see people with increased premiums going forward. But I think it's premature to say, oh, well, tomorrow this system is not fixed, therefore it's not going to work. I think you look at there's two main parts of the Affordable Care Act, and one is the exchanges, which is part of the website problem, but there's also the Medicaid expansion. And I think a lot of the states that have had success enrolling people have seen a good number of people going into Medicaid expansion. I think that part is working, you know, and if Fred is saying, oh, people will not be able to get coverage on January 1st, I think you have to go back to just our Michigan legislature and say, well, there are people who are qualifying for Medicaid expansion who, because the Michigan legislature decided not to do the immediate effect, will not have access to Medicaid expansion until April. So if anyone's going to say, well, we can't get coverage because of a website and you live in Michigan, you also have to say, well, there are folks who can't get a Medicaid expansion simply because there weren't two or three votes to get that immediate effect so the Medicaid expansion folks could get coverage on January 1st.
1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown station. 8 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:52 is our time, and we're chatting politics. We're chatting Affordable Care Act with the chairman of the Democratic Party of Ottawa County, Doug Zylstra, who's been gracious enough to stay through the break. And, Doug, thank you very much for staying over. Let me get your thoughts about some of the bugs that have gone on. Most recently, the server, or one of the companies that's handling it, basically had to shut everything down yesterday because of some technical glitches as well. It just adds more fuel to the arguments of those who say that this was not ready for prime time and should have been held up.
Sure. No. I think that is a big problem that needs to be fixed, and it will be fixed. I can't believe that by December we won't have a working system. If you do call, the president has talked about this. You can call directly, and one of the things that's not really been picked up, and I think Fred talked about it briefly, is the security of data. One of the things that did happen, I think it was on Thursday when they announced the new contractor, is that QSSI is the new general contractor for the whole system. And QSSI was the contractor for the data hub, which is the most sensitive part of the whole website. And the front end is a consumer experience, and the back end is the data hub. And the data hub has been working very well. And I think as far as security of information, and getting information from various agencies, that's been working very well. So if you call, you're actually kind of bypassing the front end of the system and getting to people who have access to the data hub.
Now, let me interrupt you right now, Doug. Go ahead and put up the headsets right now, if you can, for a moment, because I do believe we have a caller that has a question for you, and we'd be happy to take it. Good morning. You're on 1450 WHDC with Doug Zylstra.
Yes, I'd just like to ask Ted, when has government ever done anything more efficient than the private sector? And why does he think that President Obama has the right to demand, via the Constitution, for somebody to buy something against their will? This seems to be nothing more than socialism to me, and I'll just hang up and listen to his answer.
Thank you very much for the call. Doug?
Sure, I appreciate the question. I think if you go back and look at something as simple as Medicare, You have Medicare taxes taken out, you know, whether we realize how much is taken out, you know, on a weekly or a monthly paycheck. It does come out. You do see that when you retire and have access to Medicare benefits. I think Medicare has worked very well. Obviously, there are changes that need to be made to make that solvent long-term. But I think a lot of seniors, if you ask them, is Medicare working better than your private options, they'll say yes, because we have no private options.
All right. Besides the security, and you just touched upon it, and Mike Rogers, the Intelligence Committee chairman out of Howell, brought that particular thing up, and when he, you know, in his arguments against healthcare.gov, you mentioned about the fact that the security has to be addressed, and apparently it is being addressed.
Well, yeah, I do. There was the hearing was on Thursday, and I didn't actually watch the opening of it. I did hear that Fred Upton did a good fair job introducing the panelist. There was a question about, is your data safe? And there was a piece of code in there, and supposedly the code said, you know, your data is not safe. The reality is, when you go on the site, and I don't know how many folks have had the opportunity to go on the site, I have. I do have individual insurance, so I will be on the Obamacare exchanges or the ACA exchanges in January. They do not ask you for health data. And the main reason they don't ask you is because they don't need to. Because you, when you get new policies in January, there is no, you don't have to have pre-existing condition. Part of ACA means that your past health data is irrelevant. So if you've had something in the past, you don't have to give it. They don't need it. They don't want it because it's not relevant. If you've had this condition, one of the great things about the ACA plans is that you can get them and have pre-existing conditions, but that doesn't matter. So that's why the ACA website doesn't ask you about sensitive health data, because they're not relevant to the plans you're going to get. In the past, yes, insurance comes to ask you about them because they were relevant, because they could deny you. Now they can't deny you, so you're not asked about that data.
1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station. Doug Zylstra is joining us on WHTC in the morning. He is the chairman of the Democratic Party for Ottawa County, and we have one more question to ask him with about 3 minutes to go before the top of the hour in CBS News with Frank Sedapani. Doug, there is the call that the problems with the website is a symptom of maybe more problems within the entire system, that if the problems we're having with the website now could be a sign of further problems and deeper problems and bigger problems going forward. The president and Democrats feel that this was not the case. Some Republicans feel that it is the case.
No, I think that's a really fair question. I think that, you know, the question of, you know, once we get past this first stage, will we see a lot more problems with, you know, either mechanics or the actual plans that are on offer? And again, I think that's going to take a year or two to shake out, and I think it's a fair question to say in a year or two. I do want to point out, as far as what Fred talks about with the delay of mandate, the mandate does not take effect until April 1. So you can get a plan from here until April 1 and still be compliant with the mandate. Now, that may change in the future, but as of now, you have up until April 1 to purchase a plan to get insured and not be subject to the mandate.
1450 WHTC, Howland's hometown station. Let's get one quick call here. Good morning. You're on with Doug Zylstra.
Good morning. You can say what you want about Medicare working well, which it is, but the problem with ACA is it's mandatory. There is a mandate that forces people to buy insurance. That is a real big objection. Can't compare that to Medicare, because Medicare is purely voluntary.
All right. Appreciate the call and the comment. Doug?
Well, no, I appreciate that. Obviously, the mandate is the most contentious part of the act, but I don't think it will work without it. We've had 5 years of discussions about, you know, can we have universal care without making sure everybody has it? And I think that the way the law is written and the way the mechanics work, you can't.
Doug Zylstra, the chairman of the Democratic Party for Ottawa County, we appreciate you stopping by the studio. We hope you can be a regular visitor on Mondays from time to time as your schedule and our schedule works out. And we appreciate your thoughts about the Affordable Care Act, and healthcare.gov.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
Doug Zylstra, the chairman of the Ottawa County Democratic Party, here on 1450 WHTC.